Texas economy. Our 2018 GDP was bigger than that of the entire nation of Canada, more than a fifth larger than that of Australia, greater than Asian tiger South Korea, and Texas 2018 GDP was 13% larger than Russia, a country that controls about 11% of the world's land. Texas, about 28 million people, produce an economy that's 44% larger than the 127 million people of Mexico. Texas economic production is only a third smaller than the United Kingdom and about half of European giant Germany. So what's the point? Many points can be made, but one we should be making to the millions moving here is that this relatively hot state has gone from a regional to world economic power, ranked second in Chief Executive Magazine for U.S. corporate headquarters only behind New York, over the last 30 or so years by being pro-business, pro-freedom, and having an anti-nanny state style of government. After the 80s, Texas oil, real estate, and banking bust, led mostly by the philosophy of the emerging first modern Republican majority in the state, Texas massively diversified its economy. Politically, what allowed this to be successful was resisting efforts to grow the power of government over the private sector. Instead, we leaned toward limited regulation and an entrepreneur-friendly tax regime. We've been living through an historic Lone Star era, but it's a trend that can be ended fast if new Texans are allowed to push social and political policy, locally or statewide, they bring from states that have already reversed a once golden or empire status. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.